tobacco-flavored Doritos for when you want to give up smoking and you're ready to gain 50 pounds. Tobacco-flavored Doritos. Don't chew the gum or wear the patch. Sit back and munch for great tobacco flavor. Tobacco-flavored Doritos. Available in menthol for stores in the hood.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both Mics.
Hey everybody, welcome to Both Mics.
Hey guys, Both Mics, the show about nothing and everything. That over there, somewhere, is Mike Sofka.
And that over there is Mike Taylor. See, you got to point the opposite way that you're thinking. Yet, it still spells out your license plate behind you correctly. So it's a weird thing, I know.
But you are there on the screen.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it. You think after 150, how many shows are we in?
I don't know, dude. I was hoping you know the number.
Am I supposed to be tracking this stuff? Let's see. I'll tell you right now.
Is it 149?
No. We're in the 150s, dude. I know we got at
152?
Least 152. We might be past 152. My brain.
We actually did 151. I remember talking about 151 Bacardi rum, so we're past there.
Yeah. And now my computer's running super slow. Let me find out here. Hang on. I'll look it up. I think we're on 153. You would think after 150 shows.
It's got to be 153. Right.
Yeah.
We do an odd one first, then we do an even one. So our first show is an odd one.
Yeah, but nobody needs to know the behind-the-scenes secrets, Mike. Great. Now they all know this.
Welcome to show 153 of Both Mics, heard everywhere. Podcasts can be heard. Yes.
Yes. Get the cough button going. Yeah. Wherever you can find podcast or video, we're even on Spotify video, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other podcast stuff. So sure.
Yes.
Go ahead and check us out. Yeah. Wherever you get stuff, where you find stuff, we're there. So I've gotten some viewer mail, Mike, about your trip to Hawaii. But before I do that, I want to just throw it out there. Happy birthday. May I be the first to wish you happy birthday. Your birthday is a day after we're recording this. And
correct.
The day we're recording this is on Rick Nielsen's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a birthday in a couple of days as well. So correct. This is our official birthday show. Happy birthday.
It's Rick Nielsen, me, Jesus, you, your sister.
Yes.
On the birthday. What the hell are our parents doing on St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know, but it's pretty funny that we're lumping ourselves in there with Jesus and Rick Nielsen. I think that's pretty funny.
One and the same.
Where are you going to find this type of stuff, folks? Yes, we are on 153, Mike, because Bud Fat sponsored 152. I remember that.
Ah, okay.
We do have two new sponsors for the next two shows here already lined up, dude. I'm excited for them. I better wait. I'll wait because once I spill, it's not gonna be as funny. I think when we do it. So one of them is Doritos. Okay, Doritos is one of them. That's all I'll say about that. Okay.
From the Edo's family.
Yeah. Right. And the other one is Nike. Nike's helping us out with one as well. So, it's big time stuff here. So I'm real excited. You'll get the Doritos one in this one, 153. And then you'll get the Nike one over in 154. See how I'm doing that? I'm teasing two episodes at one time.
Nice. So I'm assuming the check's in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. It better be. So you're just getting back from the big island and the little islands and the long jet planes and your carbon footprint is now bigger than Bigfoot's. They're going to chop up your ESG points and you're not going to be allowed to buy anything or go anywhere for the next year, Mike. Thanks a lot. You are responsible for global warming, sir.
Okay. That's fine.
How was your trip? How was the trip?
It was good. It was real good. You know, The hard part is getting there and getting back. But definitely a good trip. I highly recommend it. We did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Our I guess some highlights, you know. We flew out of Orlando, and this is going to be a not a commercial for Orlando International Airport and their brand new sparkling, brilliant, majestic Terminal C. We drove down the night before and we stayed at the Hyatt, and we're looking. I figured we'll go down and stay at the Hyatt. The Hyatt is at the airport.
These are all potential
You know, our
sponsors.
flight.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Our flight is 7 o'clock in the morning. So hey, we just go downstairs and get on a plane, right?
Yeah.
All right. For people who don't know, Orlando International Airport is a big airport separated by Terminal A and Terminal B. And then they decided they need a Terminal C. So where do they put it? 2 miles down the road. So, all right. Logistically speaking, to get from the Hyatt Hotel, which is inside the airport, to Terminal C, 24 minutes.
Wow.
Downstairs on the elevator, got to get down. You got to get on their little tram thing that is bouncy as hell and go 2 miles down the road. You get out of there, you got to go up two floors. Then you
Wow.
got to go across the parking garage. You got to
Wow.
cut through the parking garage with all the cars parked. Then you got to get back in the terminal. Then you got to go down to terminal two, down to floor two, where JetBlue has their counter. So we check in good. Everything's cool. We get to the airport in Honolulu. Everything out is outdoors in Honolulu. Everything, like the lobby to the hotel, outdoors. It's like so bizarre. The hotel, the terminal, walking through the terminal, outdoors. It's covered because of rain and whatnot, but it's all outdoors. We go to the Alamo and we skip the line. We go directly. We pick a car, and we have two large suitcases, two small suitcases, a couple backpacks, and a couple carry-ons. And the Jeep I rented was a two-door.
Uh-oh.
No room for all this crap. So I'm
Uh-oh.
like, you know what? No one's looking. Let's grab a four-door. So we grab an
Yeah.
orange four-door. Everything
Nice.
fits in there. We get the kid seats all locked in. Everything's good to
Yeah.
go. We head out. We go to the booth, give the paperwork. Guy doesn't say a word. And I get my paperwork back, and it's like $75 less than what I booked.
Wow.
Yeah, works for me.
All
So we get
right.
this cool Jeep Wrangler, and like I said, we get to the hotel. Lobby's outside, and it was real good. Beautiful views from the balcony of the ocean and all the different happenings down below. No complaints about that. We go on our 7 day cruise a couple days later. Rent a really cool Jeep in Maui, and we do something called the Road to Hana. You ever hear the Road to Hana?
No, but I've been on the highway to hell. As a matter of fact, that was the song we got married to at my first marriage there.
It's very similar, very similar. I meant to pull this up beforehand, but yeah, the Road to Hana goes from and I can't pronounce the names of the towns there.
That's racist, Mike.
yeah. Whatever, whatever it may be. Trying to find the Wikipedia page, but yeah, we rented this really cool Jeep. It was kind of like a safari Jeep of sorts. It had that big rack on the top where you put all the luggage. It had a winch in the front, and it had all kinds of lights all over the
Nice.
thing, like extra lights, extra like a big light up top, and all that
So
stuff.
you could have went like into the back fields of the pineapple plantations with that thing. You could have been four
Yes.
wheeling it all over the
Yeah.
place. Nice.
Exactly. All right. The Road to Hana is a 64.4 mile long stretch of Hawaii Route 36 and 360, which connects Kalahui, Kaha, Lui to the town of Hana in East Maui. Kaha Lui is where the ship was port docked at the pier. So I walked like a half mile to pick up the rental car, and then I picked up the kids and Brenda, and we went on our trip. And then we had it the next day too because it was an overnight stay, and there was a
Nice.
Whole Foods there. And I parked it in the parking lot there and had no problem the night before overnight. But this particular stretch of road. Dude, read this. Although Hana is only 52 miles from Kalahui, it takes about 2.5 hours to drive this 50 miles, 50, 60 miles. It takes 2 hours. That's if you make no stops. There are 59 bridges you have to go across. 46 of them are one way.
Nice.
There's enough room for one car to cross.
Nice. I
So if
like it.
you approach and like whoever gets first dibs to go across the
Or
bridge.
who's ever bigger.
Exactly. There are 620 turns on this road. It does this, it does this, it does this, it hairpins. 620 turns
All
on these
right, so
50
I'll
miles.
just do some quick math. That's about 6 or 7 every minute. That's like one every 10 seconds.
Yeah,
Okay.
you're going into the mountain and then you're coming out of the mountain, you're going around the edge. You're coming into the mountain, you go around, and usually when you come around on the inside, that's where there's a bridge because the
So they can
water's
have
coming
like one of
down
those motorcycle races or a Grand Prix race or something on this road?
off. Yeah, that would maybe a bike race. It's through the rainforest on top of it. So it's not like you're going through clear area. You're going through there's vines everywhere and trees. Yeah, the road to Hana is no.
By the way, shout out to the if you've been listening long and you've seen on the website or you see in the intro video, we have the lady holding up the both mics sign at the bike race causing a collision. I don't know if you remember that. So yeah, if you
What
don't
was
go
that on
look
the
at
run
that.
to Hana?
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to update the website. Let me just jump in here with that real quick. I'm getting ready to update a few things, and I'm gonna have like I have like funny things, but I'm gonna get our new stuff up there soon. Our new sponsors and so forth, like Bud Fat and so forth. Yeah, I saw all the twists and turns, dude. So you
Yeah.
drive 2 hours down this road, you're going 30 miles an hour, you're crossing a
Right.
bridge
So people
one
watching
lane at a
on
time.
YouTube or Facebook can see me holding up my phone, and
Yeah.
that's the road to Hana. That's 60 miles right there. And there's an app. I don't know if you've ever heard of this app called Gypsy. Gypsy, and in the word Gypsy is GPS.
Nice.
And inside of the app, it's a tour. Like you drive and it knows where you're at. And when you hit certain points, it starts talking to you. It gives you the history of this. It tells you what's coming up on the left,
That's
on the
beautiful.
right, take a look.
That's perfect.
It, awesome, dude. Let me see if I can pull it up. And so we drive and it tells us, this is worth stopping for, this is not worth stopping for, depending on your time of day, blah, blah, blah. And we're figuring, hey, we'll be home by dinner time.
Uh-oh.
Wow, yeah, no, that doesn't happen very often.
So did you stop
But
at McDonald's on the way home or Burger King?
I don't even know. We kind of just snacked along the way and grabbed something on the boat.
Oh,
But
okay, good.
it was
All right, good.
it was interesting for sure. And this map kind of, made the day. Let me see if it starts and it'll talk to me.
We could say that Maui still has a whaling economy today, but it's a whole lot less repugnant than killing the whales. It's
Nice.
going out into the
All right,
ocean
I've
to
heard
watch.
enough. Where I'm going to get viewer hate mail,
Whale
but
watching
thank you.
season in Maui lasts from November until April. During this time, 8,000 or so Central North Pacific humpback whales.
So yeah, we hit mile markers on the road. This guy will talk
Nice.
and extremely interesting. Worth it was like $15 for the whole state of Hawaii, and it was worth it. And on the way back, it gives you the history, the entire history of Hawaii between, because it's a, couple hour drive. So we stop, we see waterfalls, we stop, we see birds, we stop, we see all kinds of cool stuff, ocean views and majestic stuff. And then we get to Hana, and there's really nothing at Hana. It's the journey, not the destination, when it comes to the road to Hana. So we get there, and it's about 5 o'clock, and we started at 11. So we made a bunch of stops along the way,
Yeah.
and we gotta head back, and it's a couple hours heading back. Oh, And at one point, we stopped and we had Dole Whip, the famous Dole Whip.
Yes.
And
Because you go by
Nicholas.
Disney near the Jungle Cruise, they're probably $48.50 each now.
Yeah, right. But Nicholas got car sick.
Oh.
Yeah, and like we had nothing to clean him up, and it was a disaster. And yeah, I ended up like wearing it. It's on my shoes still to this day. But yeah, poor Nicky got sick from the 620 windy turns on the road to Hana.
And then packing a Dole Whip on top of that.
Yeah. Well, luckily that was the only thing in the stomach, so it
Yeah.
was just kind of mush everywhere.
Mm.
In this Jeep, which was kind of beat up. It ran fine and it was beat up. And the person met me and we put two car seats in it. And the first thing I noticed that the registration on it expired in August. So I
Wow.
was driving an expired registration vehicle for 2 days in Maui, Hawaii.
Wow. So you
But
get what they just send you a ticket or they send you your court date and you got to fly back to Hawaii for court now or?
right. Yeah. Yeah, imagine that. But driving back home, 620 turns, 59 bridges, all that crap, and it got dark. And I'm like, there's a bunch of lights on this thing. There was buttons everywhere. It was like being in a cockpit of an airplane. So I press this one button, and this bar of lights above the windshield lights up the neighborhood.
Nice.
Lights up the. I'm like, this is awesome. It's like driving through a football field in the middle of the night. And it was great until we caught up to some frightened tourists.
Oh no.
And we ended up in a line of about eight cars that drove 20 miles an hour back and forth, up and down through Maui. I couldn't believe it, I didn't know the terrain. Like people that lived there were blowing past us in these little tiny roads. But there was no way I could risk it, trying to pass all these cars. But And I turned off the light bar because I didn't want to blind the people, be a somewhat respectable citizen. But yeah, if I was in front of that line, I had the lights that lit up the whole damn neighborhood. I couldn't believe how bright those lights were. They were great. So that was our big thing in Maui that we
All right, so
did.
your first day, you had some Dole Whip, you had the pineapple, so I give you credit for that. Did your toes touch the water of the Pacific Ocean yet, day one?
That was actually day two of the cruise, which was like our fifth day. But yeah, I did get in the water a little bit. I didn't do any snorkeling, even though I wanted to. And it was a lot of the beaches there, or a lot of the areas we went to were more like swimming holes that were kind of cordoned off by the dried up lava, And the we didn't go to too many beaches, but
Speaking of lava,
I guess I did.
you had the live eruption going on out there. As a matter of fact, you couldn't get near it, right?
Correct. We couldn't get near it, and we actually had one of our ports canceled because of the air quality. Supposedly, there's a lot of sulfur in the air in
So what'd they do instead?
Kona. We went out. We were in Hilo. The next day, we were supposed to go to Kona at 5 o'clock in Hilo. They said no Kona tomorrow. We're going to go out to sea and come back to Kona tomorrow. So we spent 2 days in Kona, which was no big deal. I don't even know. I know the second day we went out, the first day, I think we just kind of hung out in the. Oh, it was a rainy day the first
Oh,
day, but
wow.
the second day was rainy too. We just stayed on the boat. That was the only rain we had. And please go. And we went to a kids' discovery place and the farmers market. There was a free shuttle that went downtown. We didn't have any excursions or anything like that.
Did you see Dog the Bounty Hunter?
No, that would have been great. I was kind of hoping you'd be somewhere like at the farmers market looking for mangoes or something.
No, I
Yeah,
was
no
kind of
dogs
hoping
about.
that you would have made a turn on one of them streets with numbers and directions and wound up, somebody trying to sell you meth or something, because
No, no numbers, no
that's
numbers, no
supposedly
letters.
big there now, right? Isn't that the
Just
big thing now? There's a bunch of meth heads in Hawaii.
We only saw like one screwed up guy, and who knows, he might have been on everything if nothing.
But you probably weren't in the areas for that type of activity. You were in tourist only areas.
I have no idea, you know, and really, the towns that we went to, the only tourists they get is one day a week when the boat comes in. You know,
oh, wow. So they're looking forward to this day every week.
Yeah.
And if it rains on that day, they're screwed.
It's not like it's not like Honolulu, which is the main destination where everybody goes, you know.
Did you hear the theme to Hawaii 5-0 anytime when you were out there? Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. I know the song. I played it in marching band in ninth grade, but didn't hear it once.
Surprising.
Heard it mentioned in a couple of ads for different excursions. Like there's an excursion that we didn't go on to because the boys were too young, but it's some sort of ranch, and it's where they did Jurassic Park and 51st Date, Hawaii 5-0. They take there and a bunch of different things, and you can go there and take a movie tour of this ranch that that shows you all the different places where different films and TV shows were shot. So
did you get to the you got to your food truck, right?
That was actually our second day. Our first full day, we went to Pearl Harbor and visited the USS Arizona, which is strangely enough still sunk, and they built a memorial over it. And then we went to Ford's Island, which is actually the Army base that's there, or Navy base that's there, and the USS Madison or Wisconsin. Shit, I don't know. I was on the boat. I just posted pictures of it last night. It was a battleship where the surrender of the Japanese army took place, where they signed the document, the Japanese surrendering to the United States was done on the deck of this particular battleship. I think it was the Wisconsin. I don't know. I forget. But
tell me about your shrimp truck. Tell me about the visit. As expected, it was better than expected.
Well, it didn't go totally as expected, because as we came around, we went to the Dole Plantation, and then we came up and around, and we did the North Shore. And it's prime time for North Shore waves. You know, the 50-foot waves are happening in December in Oahu, which is the big island, not the big island, but the island where Honolulu is, where all the tourists happens.
So I should have asked you earlier. Hold on. I should have asked earlier. What was the temperature?
The temperature?
Yeah, though, like pretty much the whole time. 80s, not a lot of humidity, or what?
Between 75 and 80. And the humidity, the one day I did check, was like 71% humidity.
All right, so it's perfect. It's not too hot. The sun's not too radiating on you.
Right. Okay. Perfect weather. Perfect weather. Perfect temperature.
All right, so you came from the Dole place, and then you go to the shrimp truck. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And the shrimp truck I wanted to go to was Giovanni's.
Yes.
And as we passed it up, and I pulled in the parking lot, and they were charging for parking. So I'm like, yeah, okay, no, we're turning around.
Wow.
Plus, there was no parking spaces, plus the line at the shrimp truck. And the shrimp truck is there, but there's other trucks around. Yeah. Now, I knew there was another Giovanni's truck up the road a bit, and I was like, okay, we'll go there. But we passed one called Ginny's Shrimp Truck. And I heard about that one. That is just as good, and it is less crowded. So we were able to park for free, no problem. We went and got like a Ginny shrimp, and it was really good. It was
so what
rice,
is it, like the shrimp on a stick or something, or what?
No, it was just like not fried rice, but like white rice, soy sauce, and they were, and then the garlic sauce that they cooked the shrimp in. It was kind of a scampi. And it had the shells still on it, so that would kind of suck. But it was like a dozen shrimp, and we're talking good-sized shrimp.
Hmm.
And I paid $14, $16 for the plate. And I think Brenda got coconut shrimp, and the boys, we got them something else at McDonald's or somewhere along the line as far as them, because they're picky as far as food. But, yeah, it was good. I actually didn't have Giovanni shrimp. I had Ginny's shrimp. And then another one of our stops was like a market area, and that's where we actually saw the other Giovanni's truck. And that's when the both mic stickers came out. Put a couple both mic stickers on the truck. And if anybody knows about Giovanni's shrimp,
Jenny didn't allow people to write all over her truck.
No. The little, yeah, it was pristine. But yeah, if people know Giovanni's shrimp trucks, they're covered in, I guess, graffiti, for lack of a better, Sharpie. Everybody takes a Sharpie out and starts drawing on it or putting their name on it. So the one over by the, I guess it's the farther truck that's over by the Polynesian Cultural Center has the both mic stickers on it. And pictures to prove it.
Nice. So perfect. Perfect. Yeah, maybe we'll get some Hawaiian listeners now. That'd be great.
Right. All right. Now, here's an advertisement for Hawaiian listeners.
Yeah.
Hawaiian people are a little dodo.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody was asking me, well, do you think it's that or do you think it's the laid back culture? And I'm like,
too much inbreeding or what? What are you talking
what's
about?
What's that?
Too much inbreeding? What are you talking about?
That's what I was kind of thinking too, because they're dumb. They're slow and they're just methodical and really, I don't know. I just got a real uneasy, slow feeling.
I got some political answers for that, but I'll refrain and let you finish talking about your trip here.
Nice.
So you run into people they're not the Albert Einstein here. I get it. My question is what day did you make this assumption? Was it right away? Was it the third day? Was it halfway?
I would say probably like the second or third day, and then kept getting reminded of it as the days went on.
So is this something that you had discussed with the lovely Brenda as well? Did she make that same observation?
Nope. I'll be in a minute. Say that again.
Did Brenda have the same observation, or did you point it out? Did you guys both think that was the same thing? Or what?
Yeah, I don't think she had the same observation. Maybe I'm more cynical. I don't know.
No, not you, Mike. No.
No, not at all.
Never. Oh, my God. All right. Well, this might be a good place for us to take a break here in just a minute. By the way, I did tell everybody we have a new sponsor and for this show, for 153. Yeah. We're talking about Doritos. This is a big sponsor for us here. But specifically, tobacco-flavored Doritos are coming out. So tobacco flavors.
Nice.
They say it's for when you want to give up smoking and you're ready to gain 50 pounds. Don't chew the gum or wear the patch. Sit back and munch for the great tobacco flavor. Available in menthol for the stores in the hood. So there you go. I like it.
Nice.
I like it. Live read for them, but you'll see their actual commercial coming up here in just a bit. Any other quick little story here before we go to break? We got like 3 minutes.
Well, we our last 3 days of the cruise, of course, after we did a bus tour in Kauai. That was 11 hours long, and it was good. The boys were good. That's what counts, as long as they're behaving themselves. But that one actually ended up with a luau. It was kind of cool. They had a open bar and all kinds of Polynesian food.
I have yet to see the picture of you at the luau with the grass skirt and the coconuts doing the hula. What happened?
Yeah, there was 800 people at this luau, so they ran out of coconuts.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was good. That was good. But, yeah, 11 hours was a long, long, long day. The last 3 days we did at the Disney Alani Resort, we did the character breakfast and, of course, the pictures and the autographs and that, and a lot of swimming and a lot of expensive food, that's for sure. I think the worst was on the way home, we stopped off at McDonald's at the airport, and for four people, it was $58.
And that's two of those are children under eight, right?
Yeah, two of those were kids' meals.
Wow.
So yeah, two kids' meals. I got a combo meal, and Brenda just got a Whopper. She didn't get the combo meal. I got the one combo meal we shared. And it was $57 and some odd
cents. So your
cents,
combo meal, like, All right, so let's say I roll up to BK down here, and I don't because they suck down here now. But let's say I roll up to BK, I go to the drive-thru, and I see a Whopper, and it's like $6 or whatever, and I'm like, all right. And then they upsell you for the bundle, you know, you get the fries and a drink. You're probably talking $8, $9 or so. How much was it in Hawaii?
Yeah, it was nothing special, you know?
No, but I mean, how much more was it than, you know, like for a bundle? You know,
I actually took a picture of it. I think it was like $18 for the happy, not the happy meal, but the combo meal that I had. I had the Big King. And
all right, so if you're a grown man going to Burger King, you need at least $20.
Yeah, and keep in mind this is the airport, so you know you're not just you know, going down to the corner store and grabbing a burger. This is, they got a captive audience there at the airport. So not fun at all. Right here. There's a double Whopper with bacon and cheese and a regular fry and a regular soda. $21.09.
Wow. You didn't even upsize it. You didn't even like go large or biggie size it.
I always go large. I always upsize it, you know? And that probably cost me $5.
Wow.
But yeah, it hurts.
Did they have a special burger there, like a pineapple burger or some shit like that?
No, they didn't. I actually asked, cause, you know, is there kind of some kind of Hawaiian theme burger? Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, with a smile on her face.
Right. All right. Let's get out of here for a minute. Let Doritos do their thing here on their new tobacco flavored Doritos, and
awesome.
We will be back.
Doritos, not to be confused with Tostitos or Cheetos, but they're Doritos.
Yes, correct. That's absolutely correct. Those are all sponsors we're going to lose now.
Judge Ito likes Doritos.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I hear a bunch of clicking. Do you hear that clicking? Do you know what that is? That's everybody shutting off our show. Stop. All right. We're going to get this.
All right, break time.
And we'll be right back after this. Tobacco flavored Doritos. For when you want to give up smoking and you're ready to gain 50 pounds. Tobacco flavored Doritos. Don't chew the gum or wear the patch. Sit back and munch for great tobacco flavor. Tobacco flavored Doritos. Available in menthol for stores in the hood.